Look how Jesus preached in Matthew chapter 23, verse 13. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. This is Jesus preaching. If you have a red letter edition, you'll see these words are in red. For ye devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Matthew 23, verse 15. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he's a debtor. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold? And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whosoever sweareth by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. Ye fools and blind. For whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift? Whosoever therefore shall swear by the altar, sweareth by it and by all things thereon. And whoso shall swear by the temple, sweareth by it and by him that dwelleth therein. And he that shall swear by heaven, sweareth by the throne of God and by him that sitteth thereon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone, ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you're like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you're full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! Because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, you serpents, you generation of vipers. How can you escape the damnation of hell? Oh, but we need to preach more like Jesus. We need to share more like Jesus, because Jesus just hung around with all the whores and whoremongers and wicked people, and he just had a beer with them, and he'd preach love. He just preached only love. None of this hate speech. I mean, has anybody ever even read even the first book of the New Testament? It's funny they say, you know, you talk too much about the Old Testament. Get in the New Testament. Oh, wait, this is the first book. Book one of the New Testament. And you know what? If you go to book 27, it gets even uglier. Amen. Revelation. Amen. And you know what? All in between, there's plenty of hard preaching. Look, I could never open the Old Testament for the next 365 days. I could preach for an entire year out of the New Testament and preach hard and rip. And you wouldn't even notice the difference. Okay. The bottom line is that people today want to cherry pick a few sweetness and light things from the New Testament and then just disregard the rest of the New Testament and disregard the entire Old Testament. Look, we could cherry pick sweetness and light from the Old Testament just as much. There are plenty of beautiful, kind, loving, nice passages of the Old Testament as much as there are in the New Testament. The Bible in both Old and New Testaments is a mixture of that which is positive, that which is negative, that which is uplifting, and that which is rebuking and correcting. It's a mixture of both. But today we have positive-only preachers who would avoid passages like this, avoid passages like Jeremiah, because they don't want to end up in the stocks like this. And that's the honest truth. And they can lie and say, well, no, it's just I just don't agree with all that hard preaching. You know, I just don't agree. No, you agree in your heart. You know it's true. You don't want to go in the stocks. You don't want pastor to come smite you. That's why you won't preach hard. And that's the honest truth.